I'm not one to gossip, but she said, and then he said, and then she said that he said. What?
Late rocker Eddie Van Halen once tried to recruit Jimmy Barnes. The legendary guitarist and co-founder of Van Halen approached Barnes after he quit Cold Chisel in 1983. Jimmy launched a solo career after leaving the band and had his sights set on cracking the lucrative US market. After the release of his second solo album, For the Working Class Man, Jimmy Barnes captured the attention of some of the world's biggest bands. During that period, he was asked to join Deep Purple, Van Halen, and Little Feat, all within months. He was the flavour of the month, Jimmy Barnes wrote in his 2017 book, Working Class Man. Kanye West has a financial empire worth at least several hundred million dollars spread around a slew of companies, according to a new federal filing. The hip-hop star and fashion mogul, who announced his bid for presidency in July, reported stakes worth more than $69 million apiece in three of his Yeezy companies. Kanye also has a stake in Adidas worth up to $69 million and another in Nike that totals as much as $34 million. The rapper has loads of other stakes in additional ventures too, including eight that have generated almost $7 million a pop in the past year. Forbes has put Kanye's wealth at $1.8 billion, although he claimed to be worth $7 billion last month.